Tune in and hang on tight as Fish Talk Radio takes you on a fishing adventure. We'll take you places you have only yet desired and the familiar favorites with live on-the-water insider tips. Join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure. Check out Fish Tips and Trips online at fishtalkradio.com. Tune in for the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio, and we have Phil Friedman that's driving around somewhere in Southern California. Phil, we were just talking recently about the weather, different parts of the Florida, Cabo, and California. It seems like this year has been very unusual. You got these huge, huge marlin that are coming in out of Cabo San Lucas and some, you know, under unusual things. Water temperature, how much does that have to do with that, and how much, you know, of a cycle is there in fishing?
Oh, Joe and Mike, there's a huge cycle. We see it all the time, and we certainly have seen it this year. I mean, you talk about the big marlin down there in Cabo San Lucas. You, John, were talking about this Bisbee's tournament being a big one and them going to catch a lot of big fish. You didn't have a crystal ball. You were in tune with what was going on down there. You saw what I saw, that there was just a lot of big fish showing up down there. And so much of this is all dictated by water temperature. I mean, we had a horribly slow offshore tuna year in San Diego, and I think it was because of the cold water. And at the very same time, there were all these unusual things taking place. Talk about this gentleman, Richard Black, who caught a swordfish while tuna fishing on the boat Producer out of H&M Landing. And then, of course, the tons of blue whales that showed up right off Redondo Beach, California. You could wake up every morning and go out and see that. We've never seen that before. Well, you could go out and see 20, 30 blue whales right outside of Redondo, right off of L.A. Harbor. And then, of course, to confound the whole thing, there was the man, John Hester, who caught a wahoo in Long Beach Harbor. The last thing you think you'd see in a cold water year. But, John, it really dictates so much. Those fish are going to follow where they are comfortable. Yellowfin tuna are going to want 70-plus degree water, and that's where they're going to show up, and that's where they're going to stay as long as there's feed around. So much of what we catch and what we do is dictated by what Mother Nature
provides
us with. That's water temperature.
That is so true, and we're finding that out more and more. We appreciate all the great information that you have for us. And, of course, if anybody wants to go to 976 Tuna, they can get more information about that. And, Phil, we're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to go down to Mexico. So we're going to be right back with you. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island, minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja Resort.
You get in line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get in line and I'll get a pole, babe.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Mike Moropoulos, but cruising around Southern California, we have Mr. Phil Friedman from 976 Tuna, live and direct, well, sort of live and direct, but we do have from the Picante fleet in Cabo San Lucas. They've had a great, great week going on with the Bisbee that's been happening and the big fish that have been happening. So I think we have Mike on the line. Is that right?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, John?
Doing great. Give us an idea how the fishing overall is. And, gosh, I guess we heard a heartbreak story about a big fish on the opening day of the Bisbee. But give us an idea what's going on.
Well, there have been a lot of big fish. This is way, way more than people expected. We've got eight fish over 350 pounds. The heartbreak was the first day one of the teams had a fish, and they got here 3 minutes past the deadline with an 800-pound marlin.
Which was worth about how much per pound?
Oh, God. I can't do the math, but it was worth a lot of money.
That would have been, you would suggest that was more than a $1 million fish?
I would imagine it would be.
Yes. Well, that's fishing, huh? Man,
that's
quite a story. And outside of the Bisbee, give us an idea what's happening in Cabo San Lucas.
Well, we've still been catching quite a few marlin. There's still some striped marlin out there. Most of the tournament stuff has been blues and blacks because they're targeting them. But there's still striped marlin. They're still catching Dorado and need an occasional tuna. There was a 280-something pound tuna yesterday.
Wow.
Which is a big yellow thing.
Mike, it would seem to me that after the Bisbee's is over, it's a prime time for people to come down there. You're going to lose all that boat pressure, and you're still going to have all these blues and blacks around, these big yellowfin tuna that you're talking about. It's really prime time right now.
It's prime, especially because when after this, people will be targeting striped marlin, and there's a lot of them around. So it's been really good fishing.
Boy, I tell you, you can't beat it right now down there, John. And, of course, Mike, your weather's been beautiful, hasn't it? It's been flat, calm, nice weather.
Well, it's been a little windy out there, but it's fishable. And we're expecting the winds to die down a little bit, but it's made it interesting. It's, you know, when the fishing gets tough, the real fishermen really shine.
Well, we can kind of expect pretty good weather down there now, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. We're coming into the winter season, which is mild temperatures and, you know, beautiful days, lots of sunshine. It's a pretty nice place to be.
Yeah, because it's not all tournament, as Phil's saying. You know, that's a good time to get down there and just jump on a boat with a guide and get out there and get after them.
Get out there and catch some fish.
And, well, if you're going to go down there, I would suggest the Picante fleet. How many boats do you have in that fleet?
We have over 18 boats that we manage, and we've got from 24-footers up to 70-footers.
Right, so. and you do have a tendency to put them in tournaments and win tournaments. Definitely the largest, finest fleet in Cabo San Lucas, which probably means anywhere in the world. And you've got a website that's pretty easy, isn't it?
It's at PicanteSportFishing.com.
PICANTE?
Mm-hmm.
PicanteSportFishing.com. Well, Michael, that sounds great, and we appreciate that that great report, and you're getting me excited to go. I appreciate that. Hey, Phil, let's go a little bit farther south, all the way down to San Jose, Costa Rica. We have Mark on the line that is going to give us a report, and let's find out why anybody would want to go to Costa Rica.
Mark, how's it going?
Yes, here I am.
Hey, how's your fishing going, both inshore and offshore?
Okay, well, as you know, Costa Rica has two coasts, the Pacific coast, which is the most popular, great fishing 365 days a year. Right now in the south, marlin season is beginning. Lots of blue out there, 20 miles south. Central Pacific, I was just talking to a captain 20 miles out. Sea is absolutely flat, he says, like a lake, tuna and striped. And in the north, lots of tuna.
Boy, that sounds absolutely wonderful. And, of course, you're going into your really your summer season. The rainy season's going to stop, and you're going to have 6 months of just glorious weather.
That's true. The rainy season right now is just coming to an end. By the end of the month, it should be pretty well over. Six glorious months, usually maybe a day or three of rain between now and between the beginning of November and mid-May. And great fishing, and almost great everything. Costa Rica.
Well, you know, you're talking about the fishing, but also there's so many other things to do. Ecotourism, bird watching. There's so much to do in Costa Rica. I lived down there for a year, so I know the country pretty well, and it's just a friendly, wonderful, diverse place.
Yeah, I mean, basically, in terms of tourism, what you want. But Costa Rica is also changing a bit. I mean, it's been known as a country of tourism, but now it's becoming a country of retirement homes and second residences.
John, you're a retirement age.
Well, you know what? There's just so many choices. I wish that I could spend all my time in Costa Rica and Baja and, you know, in other points that I haven't been to yet. But real quickly, I will mention that Mark kind of hit on is there's some great real estate values down there right now. Now, Mark, you do put together fishing trips and adventures and packages, but I know that you guys also are putting together some other stuff. If anybody wants to get in touch with you to find more information about Costa Rica or, you know, thinking about retiring down there, it's a great place.
So, absolutely. Listen, I've been here for almost 18 years, so I do know a little bit about the country. And if you want to talk to us about fishing, living down here, even medical tourism, people are coming down here to do hip operations, facelifts, tummy tucks, dental work, you name it.
What's the best website for that, Mark?
Well, easiest one is fishcostarica.com.
Let's stick with that one. Let's stick with that one, fishcostarica.com. Fantastic. Thank you, Mark, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you again, and maybe we can get down there and see you again real soon. Now, Phil, I know that it's been a while since you've been down there, but you know, like you said, it's not just about the fishing. There's a lot of reasons to go. But right now, we're going to be coming up the other side of the coast, and we're going to – I think that we've got into Fort Lauderdale, we have Captain Taco that's going to give us a report. Captain?
Hey, guys. Greetings from sunny South Florida. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing better now.
Fantastic.
Guys, well, I'll tell you, it's the weather's beautiful down here. The fish are biting. The sun is shining, and it's just going off. It's living the dream, as they say.
Now, what kind of fish are you guys targeting now, Captain? What are you after?
Oh, well, right now we got the sailfish pushing through pretty good. We got some mahi-mahi coming through for some fish for the table. And the sun is shining. We dodged another bullet with hurricanes this year. It's just been fantastic weather and fantastic fishing.
Now, you're inshore fishing. Anything going on there, Captain Taco?
Yeah, there's been some inshore fishing for some snook and some tarpon in some of the bays and South Miami. And there's been the bass fishing in the Everglades has just been incredible. They're just biting like mad dogs. We've just been so fortunate this year. It's like we were blessed this year. I don't know what happened, but the stars lined up and the fish are biting and the weather is shining.
And that's really the beauty of where you're fishing. I mean, you have the inshore and the offshore, and sometimes you can get in on both of those in one single day, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we're so fortunate because they're so close to one another, too. We're within miles of inshore fishing from offshore fishing. I mean, we can go offshore and target sailfish. Heck, sometimes we get lucky and get some marlin. And then right across the streets, you got, the Everglades, you got the bass fishing. And in between, you got the snook, the tarpon right in the bays. So, I mean, we're just so fortunate.
Well, the nice thing about Fort Lauderdale is it's so easy to get to.
It truly is. I mean, our airport's located right in the middle of everything. I mean, literally, you almost don't even need to rent a car. I mean, we are right in the middle of everything, and we have the luxurious hotels, the Bahia Mar Hotel, right there on the beach. And within walking distance, you got dining, dancing. You've got everything you could want. As a matter of fact, the fishing boats, the hooked ups right there. You honestly almost don't need to even rent a car. Everything's just so close together, and I don't know if it was planned that way or if that's just the way it just panned out, but it's just the perfect scenario, you know, to get a little bit of everything.
Captain Taco, real quickly, I know that you've got some great resorts and marinas down there. Do you want to give us an idea about some of that?
Oh, absolutely. We've got the Bahia Mar Luxury Hotel right there on the Fort Lauderdale Beach, which has all the charter boats right next to him. Not to mention, there's also dive boats, there's sailboats, and Kevin Cork, the manager of the hotel, he's lined everything up to make it so accessible to all of our guests and just within walking distance. And the only thing between your room and the boat is a restaurant to buy a couple sandwiches or maybe a six-pack of beer or some sodas to bring along with you.
And there's luxury resorts. There's more than one of those in Florida. Is that right?
Oh, geez, yeah, we've got them everywhere. And, you know, they all happen to be fairly close to one another as far as Fort Lauderdale is concerned. I mean, we've also got South Beach, and we've got Boca Raton to the north. But there's just so much, and everything is located to make it accessible for everybody. We've got, oh, gosh, the Boca Hotel up in Boca Raton, which is right on the ocean. And if you've ever seen it before, it's a beautiful, beautiful resort. Like I said, once again, the Bahia Mar has got a beautiful ocean view, easy access to the ocean, and then, of course, easier access to taco-hooked-up fishing.
hey, Cap, you know, I remember seeing some huge, you mentioned tarpon, I remember seeing some huge tarpon in the bay.
And they are there. And, you know, it's easy to see them. The trick is hooking them, and then the bigger trick is catching them. They are, without a doubt, a worthy opponent. They're one of the most sought-after fish in the world, and we have them right here at our fingertips. As a matter of fact, we've got a restaurant / marina on the water down the street from us, and you can watch them feed them at night. Obviously, you're not allowed to fish there, which is why the fish are there.
Right.
But, I mean, it's nothing
Sounds
to see 200-pound tarpon.
Well,
right there.
I have a suggestion, Captain Don. I think that there's a website called luxuryresorts.com, and you go there and you get all the information you need. That's luxuryresorts.com.
Absolutely. And you know what? You can even check out tacohookedup.com for daily blogs.
Thanks, Taco.
I write all kinds of reports on what's going
Perfect.
On.
Guys, we'll get back with you. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Mundo's Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
West Marine covers Southern California with convenient locations for all your boating and fishing needs. The new superstore on Shelter Island in San Diego, nearly a block in length, has West Marine's largest saltwater fishing selection on the West Coast. This is the world's largest marine store, located one block from Shelter Island Drive at 1250 Rosecrans. Not only stocked to the gills, the staff has selected fishing experts in what to buy, plus how and where to use it. For boating, fishing, and water sports, this is the ultimate, West Marine.
He's a great American fisherman. He'll fish anywhere. Anywhere there's water, Lord knows he'll be there.
He's just Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Mike Moropoulos. And cruising around out there is Phil Friedman. And Phil, we've got Dan Hart on the line from the Southern California San Diego Superstore from West Marine. And let's see if you can get him to find out what's happening.
Hey, Dan, great to be with you as always. And I want to find out from you, what is going on offshore in San Diego? You know, the legend just getting in and had a nice shot. He had to limit the yellowtail again.
That's what's going on. We got epic yellow fishing down here, guys. It sounds like the guys that get down and move down a little bit. It's about 100, 110 miles right now down the beach up at Calnet. But if you can get down in that stuff, it's all the yellows you want.
I mean, Hello. You hit these kelps, and it has been very, very good. Now, one method of taking those yellows that's very effective is the yo-yo iron. Do you agree?
I love the yo-yo fishing. It's a great way to catch the stuff on the kelps because some of that stuff doesn't hang right there on the surface. So I kind of try both the long rod on the surface iron and the yo-yo if I'm fishing kelps for yellows for sure.
And there's been a little bit. It seems to have been thinned out a little bit, Dan, but there's some yellowfin tuna down there also mixed with it.
Yeah, all these trips that are going yellowtail fishing, turning in limits of yellowtail, turning in a handful of yellowfin. So it's not over for the yellowfin yet. They just got to get on a spot where this fish will want to go.
What's happening locally? Coronado Islands, La Jolla, how's that looking?
It looks like that stuff is kind of slowing down. Most of those guys are rockfish fishing right now. I think there might have been a yellow or two turned in this week over at the islands, but not that much. And the local boats are pretty much fishing rockfish and a little bit of bass fishing going on.
Excellent. And your lobster hoop netting down there, how's that been?
It's going good. Well, we got a little weather on this week, but the guys that went offshore said that the wind wasn't too bad here. It's been rainy and drizzly in San Diego most of the week this week. But guys that are getting out in the boat saying the weather's not too bad, and they're getting a shot at some fish. I talked to a guy who fished just offshore yesterday and had a couple of halibut and a couple of leopard shark and some other fish. So you can get out in your skiff and still go fishing even in this drizzly weather.
Excellent. Dan, how about the local surf fishing? Have you heard anything about that anywhere near you?
I haven't heard about anything surf fishing right now. I think the surf's up a little bit, and with the weather, the guys haven't been out there this week. So I haven't heard if the perch are really started to bite yet this year or not. But it's about time to start looking for those guys. So I would start surf fishing if it was me and we had some nice weather.
All right, and whether it's surf fishing or hoop netting for lobster or trying to catch a yellowfin tuna near Halloween, you can go into West Marine and get all that info from you. You do such a fabulous job. I must tell you that.
Well, we got everything you need at the great big West Marine store we got on Point Loma at 1250 Rosecrans there. But we also have 350 West Marine stores throughout the country that can help you with your fishing needs anywhere you're traveling, anywhere you go. They've all got fishing gear, and they've all got guys that know about what's going on there in each store.
Dan, is this season over, or are we going to go a little bit further? What do you think? Take a guess.
I wouldn't quit this yet. I think we're going to have building high pressure here in the middle of next week. It's going to get a Santa Ana conditions, and I would love to go offshore and that stuff at this point in time.
Boy, I couldn't agree more. John and Mike, I'll tell you what, Dan Hart knows what he's talking about, and he's right about that Santa Ana condition. It's going to lay those seas out flat common. Dan, that's when you can see for miles, you can find a kelp, you can see a jumper. It really does help, doesn't it?
Yeah, and your boat goes 40 miles an hour when the weather like that, you know? It's great. You can get offshore in a couple of minutes and come home easy. It's great.
Great.
For sure.
Well, Dan, we appreciate that. And, of course, you know, since you are working at that superstore in San Diego, we might as well mention that real quick.
Oh, yeah. We got that store at 1250 Rosecrans. You can find me there at 619-225-8844. And this weekend, there's a great big party going on at West Marine because the Baja Haha Sailboaters guys are leaving. And we got our parking lot basically taped off on Sunday for a giant party. We're expecting 600 or 700 people.
Oh, that is fun.
Yep. Yeah, come down to the store and have a good time.
Great. I've seen them when they come in on the other end. Thanks, Don. And it sounds like, you know, Phil, it says the fishing from Florida to Southern California and Baja, this is the time of the year. It's looking good.
Oh, for sure. There's still some great fishing opportunities. And for guys like you, John, I mean, you can get a facelift and retire now.
Oh, Costa Rica, yeah. I was thinking about that. Yeah. But anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to change a little bit, and we're going to talk about freshwater. We have Neil Taylor, who's one of the foremost, well, anglers in particularly. He's one of the finest fly fishing teachers that I've ever run across, besides being a great guy. So what we're going to do is we're just going to let Neil help us out, give us some updates, some tips, and something about fly fishing in the fall or whatever Neil wants to talk about. Phil, Neil, give us an idea why you think fly fishing is for everybody.
Well, I got to tell you, most people have put fly fishing up on a pedestal, and when fly fishing is really a simple thing to do, is to, first of all, get out and try it without a lot of line, without trying to throw 10 miles of line, but throw the line over the water, not down at it, unless you're using wet flies. Of course, this is the time of year that the hoppers are now off, and nymph fishing is becoming more popular. So use an indicator that is an indicator fly or an item that is classified as an indicator, and about 14 to 18 inches below that, your weighted wet fly like a beadhead nymph, that type of thing, for fishing where you don't see fish rising. Of course, where you see fish rising, go to that careful cast over the water, not on it. And the key thing is start your back cast with your rod tip low and slide the line off of the water rather than ripping it up like you do with a clock motion. Slide the elbow back a little bit and then gradually accelerate the back cast to make a good back cast, because that's the thing that gives you the ability to throw the line easily over the water. And I got to tell you, try it.
Neil, I guess to summarize what you're saying is go slow?
Yeah. And take time out to look at the water. We have a tendency to get to water and start fishing right away. The first thing I do when I get to water is use a nymphing net if it's allowed in that area. Check your regulations. But I use a nymphing net to find the dining room of fish. Once I find the dining room, I know what's on the dining room table by duplicating what bugs I find in the nymphing net.
Hey, Neil, this is Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, I've got one secret I'd like to add to your talking about fly fishing. If you ever get a chance, take a class from Neil Taylor.
appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah, because I tell you, if you learn how to do these things that Neil's talking about, and you're right, Neil, we all place fly fishing way up there with a guy with a sport coat and a pipe, huh?
Yeah.
You know, and that's not true at all.
And it should be just fun to do. You know, when we get kids started with a clear plastic bubble up 18 inches of line and a dropper loop, one half of that dropper loop tied off or cut off, and hang a fly on it and let a kid fish a stream with a fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, in other words, you don't have to have a lot of expensive equipment to be successful and have a good time.
Absolutely not.
Great.
The key thing is have a good time with it.
Neil, we really appreciate that so much, getting these tips from you and you getting bet. People interested in getting out on the water. So thank
Just
you very much for that.
Get out there and do it.
There you
that
go.
Way.
Thanks, Neil. We appreciate that, and hopefully we're going to be talking to you some more.
So long, Neil.
What we're going to do, Neil is, he started the Nature Center at Lake Kachuma in Santa Barbara, and he's been quite a celebrity all over the world. Let's go back a little bit about what Neil was talking about. And that is, you know, that fly fishing does not have to be what some people think that it is.
You know what, John? When I was going to Loyola Marymount University, I went there. There was a professor named Nick Curcione. And Nick was a big fly fisherman, and he's done a lot in terms of writing books and everything else. And he really turned me on to, you know, when we're talking to Neil and when we're talking a lot about salmon and trout, but Nick was out trying to catch yellowfin tuna. He loved fishing with the fly for barred perch and corvina. I mean, there's a saltwater application of this also. And I got to tell you, I had that whole mentality, as Mike said, the guy with the coat and the pipe. It's far from that. It really is pretty darn neat, and it's very primitive. I mean, when you get a bite, you feel that bite. You get to really actually feel it. It's primal, and there's a lot of fun stuff. And it's something you have to take the time to learn. But once you do, boy, it is really worth it.
Well, let's mention real quick, if you happen to be in the western part of the world, the eastern Sierras right now are really lit up. This is the time of the year.
Yeah. You know, John, I've talked to a couple of guys. The fishing is wide open. I mean, and there are nice fish. All those lakes, South Lake, Sobrina, Convict, the June Lake Loop, up in the Bridgeport and the Twins, they are really fishing hard. And they have one problem. They don't have any fishing guys. There are no anglers up there. I mean, it's just one of those things. The weather's decent. I noticed Mammoth is down in the 20s cold, but they get back up in the now. You know the Sierras. You got to take your sunblock and your down jacket. So, but the fishing is, and I think probably what's happening up there, this is just my guess, is that they have to get rid of some of those fish out of those runs in the hatcheries because they can't keep them all year. It's too expensive to keep fish, over the year, I think, and I don't know that for a fact. But they're putting a lot of fish in. Like, I know Sabrina got a couple of big plants.
And Mike, how can you beat the fact that you have such great fishing and such few people? I mean, sounds like a dream come true. You get to go up there with the solitude and also have some fabulous angling opportunities.
Yeah, and you know, Phil, especially, you mentioned the fact that we've got some Santa Ana stuff coming on, so the weather is going to just get better from this day on for a week or two.
And boy, that sounds like a dream come true. It's something I'd like to go do for sure. You got me talked into it.
Phil, yeah, let's put a trip together for something different than we normally do, because you do a lot of long-range stuff, and I do a lot of stuff in south of the border. But I'm thinking this upcoming year, let's see if we can arrange a trip to maybe into the Sierras or do something a little bit different.
John, I think that would be a fabulous idea. You know, you could have fly fishing lessons. You could have the kids out there camping. I think that's a really great idea.
Okay. Well, let's work on that. We're just about out of time now. So we're going to tell everybody that we're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and you can also go to fishtalkradio.com to tune in. Also, now, podcasting. Listen to WebTalkRadio.net, WebTalkRadio.net. Tune in, and you can listen to this show anytime you want. And we're going to be back with you soon.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years' experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
And remember that you can listen to this radio show on webtalkradio.net. Just tune in and tune that in and put it on your iPod and listen to it anytime you want. Phil, thank you very much. Thank you, Mike,
for
listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we'll be back to you next week.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time, baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife will catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm a going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing, and my baby going fishing too. I went on down to my favorite fishing hole, baby grabbed me a pole and line. Threw my pole on and caught a 9-pound catfish. Now you know I brought him home for supper time. Proving any fish bites if you...